What will be the first thing you do as Lieutenant Governor once you're sworn in? What's the first thing on your agenda?
Well, you know what? I think, one, getting the office organized, understanding it, is what the duties are. Probably getting my staff, you know, trying to get that transition side of it done. I hope to be able to hit the ground running on day one. I'm excited about some of the opportunities you have. And I think the Lieutenant Governor's office is going to provide such a platform to talk about issues you believe in, about things that you want to talk about that are important to the state of Missouri. And so I'm looking forward to those challenges.
You're going to be working with a first-time ever office holder in the governor's office and also a fellow Republican. So far, has Governor-elect Greitens asked you for help or asked for your advice on anything?
Well, you know what? In fairness to everybody, I mean, this election is not that old, number one. Most of us that I know of, including myself, spent a lot of time just doing cleanup from the election itself, picking up signs, doing thank yous, making phone calls, and I just have not had time to be in that transition mode. I've talked to the governor-elect a couple of times. I look forward to working with him, and I think that's going to happen. I think right now I can't imagine from his perspective, but it has to be an overwhelming trying to put everything together in a short period of time. Never serving before. It would be a tough assignment. So, I'm going to do anything I can to help the new governor-elect to be successful in his job.
We talked about this back in August at the state fair. Mr. Greitens actually said, he might lean on you for some agricultural advice if he gets the job. Anything in particular related to agriculture that you want him to do?
Well, you know what? I'm going to be meeting with him in the near future. A couple of times we've been scheduled to meet and the schedules haven't matched up. And it's simply one was my fault, one was his. It's just hard to do that. Look, I would expect the governor-elect to talk to me about agriculture issues. And I think use that resource. He's a smart young guy. I think he's going to realize that people have certain expertises. And I think he's been around long enough. He understands from a leadership position, you're going to talk to those people and bring them into your circle because I think it'll be a plus to him. One, that I have the experience as a former legislator to be able to get through the system, whether it's the House and the Senate. But on agriculture issues, there's not going to be anybody that knows any more about that arena than what I will. So I assume I'll have a significant role in agriculture in the state.
One more question as it relates to Mr. Greitens. One media outlet put out an article recently that said that you have the potential to be a very powerful lieutenant governor because there will still be the supermajority of Republicans in the House and the Senate, a Republican in the governor's office who still has some things to learn. I guess it kind of plays to the last question about agriculture, but do you see yourself as being able to have a bit of a direction in the new Greitens administration from your office?
I don't think there's going to be any question. I hope the new governor-elect, when Governor Greitens takes office, I hope we're a team, and I hope we're working hard together every day. I don't think anybody can help him any more through the process than what I'll be able to assist him with. And I understand my role as being in the second seat. I understand the governor's role and I understand the lieutenant governor's role. But I think the relationship I've had over the years with the House, with the Senate, with Republicans and Democrats in this building, none of those things have been hard work that I've done for years building relationships with people. And there's no secret to Jefferson City much more than normal life. It's about what's your accomplishment at the end of the day. And there's a huge difference between politicians and statesmen. And the statesmen are always the ones, always, that get things done that's right for the people of Missouri. And I think that's where I'll be valuable to Governor Greitens and his administration. And I just, like I said, I think he's a smart guy. I think he's going to lean on that. Whether it gives you more power, whether you don't, power sometimes can be a pretty deceiving word. The one thing I've always been able to do in my career is I've had jobs of responsibility, and I take those jobs serious. It doesn't matter whether you're in the military, as an army, whether you're a sheriff, whether you're a state senator. It's how you conduct yourself and what you get done. It's about accomplishments, and it's about listening to people. It's not a secret, and I hope the governor utilizes that because I think if he does, I think it makes him a better governor.
Have you talked to Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder as far as the transition process? Is that underway yet?
Yeah, you know what? I've sat down with the Lieutenant Governor now on a couple occasions. We've talked and we've visited, and we're in that process of making that transition and trying to make sure, you know, at what time do we really take over that position? I mean, we all know when the clock ticks at noon what that means. But I think it's what you do between then is how do we get ready for that? Or, you know, or do we do it afterwards? You know, we're hoping that we can work out with the Lieutenant Governor that we might be able to be ready to go on January the 9th is what I hope to be. And I assume that'll happen.
You've been in the Senate for, has it been 4 years or
six
has it been
years.
Six?
Okay. 6 years.
And you've probably filled in on the dais a few times. But once you're officially in charge of that dais, is there anything you plan to do differently?
Well, first of all, I've never been on the dais.
Pardon me then.
I never have. Last year they tried to get me to go up there, and I thought, well, that would be a little presumptuous if I started going up there and practicing. So I just said, hey, if I win this and I get elected, then the first time I'll be that is the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Missouri. So maybe that makes it a little special for me, I guess. You know what? I'm going to be more involved. I just know by the nature of me, I like being involved in the policy side. I like being involved in the organization side of it. I plan on, I've talked to Senator Richards, Senator Kehoe. I actually plan on being part of leadership, to be involved with them, involved with the caucus. And I plan on being more probably in the chamber, spend a little more time in there. One, to learn, and two, to fulfill that job.
That leads a little bit into my next question. Some people view the Lieutenant Governor's office as kind of a ceremonial post or a waiting in the wings in case something bad happens or terrible happens to the governor. What can you do as far as affecting policy or legislation as Lieutenant Governor?
Oh, it's all about relationships. It's about relationship with your colleagues, what it is you want to promote, what it is you want to go out there on a stump every day and speak to, even as we're speaking now to the media. I can go out there any day and pick up whatever cause I might want and start making an issue with it. And I, for me, it'll be about working with legislators, trying to figure out, hey, what policy, what direction we want to go. For example, maybe I want to do something for the veterans of this state. I'm sure I'm going to be able to walk in there to one of my colleagues in the Senate or the House and says, hey, I've really been thinking about doing this bill. With the knowledge of knowing how that process works, I think I'll be able to get people to say, hey, the Lieutenant Governor would like to get this passed. Start the process. And then you do what we always do. I go talk to people, I visit with people, and I say, hey, this thing's important. I think this will make a difference. But I aim to be much more engaged in the policy side of it from that position, you know, and I hope to be in it to where I can help my colleagues move things. You know what? It's important to me for people to understand, you know, it's not about Democrats and Republican all the time. It's really not. It's about what is the idea that you have or what is it that you need to get done that's good for the people of Missouri. That's what you focus on, you know. And if you'll stay focused on that and, you know, and you build those relationships over the years, which they have, I think you're going to find out that there's going to be an agenda that I will have that I will move. Not much different than a governor. I won't have near as much to worry about as he will. But the things that I do care about, I think I'm going to have an opportunity to move that agenda forward.
And when we talked in August, I believe I brought this up as well, but the Lieutenant Governor does have some areas of advocating for those, the elderly, tourism, sitting on various boards and commissions. Sure. Have you thought about some of the things you want to do on some of those boards and commissions and some things you want to do in that authority?
You got the housing projects, you got the tax credits that are in there. There's lots of commissions you're involved with, veterans commissions, tourism. You know what? I'm excited about being part of that. You know, one of the things that I've always felt that I've enjoyed doing is the work side of it, but learning new things. Learning more knowledge about how government works and how state works. So I think all those boards and commissions that I'm on are going to be a learning curve. What changes can I make right off the bat? I don't know. You know, which one of them I might want to chair someday? Those are all things that I'll start looking at. I mean, I've been around long enough to know and got enough gray hair that I'll say, hey, which seat's kind of an important seat and where do I feel like I can do the most? And if it means working my way through a chairmanship on one of those, that's where I'll hit.
The campaign for Lieutenant Governor was quiet for the longest time, and then about late October, the TV ads started airing, and it seemed that things got escalated quickly might be a way of putting it. Looking back, how do you view how the campaign went, and what's your relationship with Russ Carnahan?
First of all, I don't know Russ Carnahan. The only time I've ever met him was at a radio interview that we done together at a quoted debate. The bottom line is we stayed on message in our campaign, whether it was the primary or whether it was the general. We talked about who we were, why we were running, what our accomplishments are in life, and we talked about why we were qualified. I didn't get sidetracked by the mudslinging, by making falsehoods about my opponents. If I said something about an opponent, if I proved a commercial, I guarantee it was on a factual basis. And I will hold that up to any day, to anybody. But we just didn't run that much. Number one, we had less money than any candidate in the state. Because we didn't have no million-dollar donors. We were probably one of the only candidates that didn't have any people like that, that run this whole election. I said all along that I didn't think anybody would outwork me on a campaign trail. And every time somebody would tell me, Parson's not educated enough. He comes from rural Missouri. He doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the resources. I just started a little earlier the next day, and I went a little longer, and overcome every one of those obstacles people kept throwing at me, coming from rural Missouri, coming from a small town, because your pedigree doesn't quite suit somebody. I didn't have no million-dollar donors, Almost all of my money come from within the side of the state of Missouri. Almost all of it did. I'm proud of that. And we worked hard at that. So they can run all the high-dollar campaigns they want. They can do the negative ads they want. They can try to smear each other all they want. I'm not going down that road. If I said something about somebody, I guarantee it was a factual basis I did. But you're not going to find very many times I said anything about anybody other than the fact of what they admitted to,
That's probably way too early to ask this question, but do you see yourself running for this job again in 4 years?
You know what? One election at a time. I never dreamed I would win the second highest office in the state of Missouri from where I came from, but I'm proud of the accomplishments I've had in my life. I'm proud of the accomplishment of being the next lieutenant governor. Who knows? When you start trying to look too far down the road, you better be careful. I think Will Rogers once told people, he says, if you're going to ride at the front of the herd, every once in a while you better turn around and make sure the herd's behind you. And I think there's a little wisdom to that. So, right now my job is to be the best lieutenant governor I can be. It's not a matter about what other lieutenant governors have done, what they will do. It's about right now for me to focus on being the best lieutenant governor. We'll see what happens down the road. If people believe in it, and I feel good, and I feel good about what I'm doing, there'll be a choice to be made.
Is there anything else you want to throw in that we didn't cover or you'd like to put out there?
I think one of the things that I just like to say is so many people ask you, how's it feel when you had such a big majority? Was it such a big sweep in the state, in the parties? And people always trying to figure out, hey, how are you going to answer that? Well, I'll tell you, there's a simple answer for that. For every elected official in the state of Missouri, it's going to be called responsibility. Okay, you got it, we won, now what are we going to do? That's going to be the big challenge for every statewide elected official that won this year. Consider none of us has ever served in a statewide position, but I'm going to tell you it's a huge responsibility. So I think before we go around high-fiving, let's see what the end result is of what we're going to do as a team. What are we going to do as Republicans in statewide offices? What examples are we going to set, and what are we going to do that's different that makes Missouri a better state? That's what I'm anxious to do, and that's what I'm going to – I think that's what I hope everybody's vision of this state's going to be.